It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, our broadcast partners came to this broadcast table, and they were here for the purpose of replacing fake news with the truth. That's correct. I did that on a national broadcast yesterday, and we are doing it today with our broadcast partners. What are the details, the real truth behind the headlines? Well, my broadcast partners bring that information to us. You can trust them that they will give you the truth. If you missed any of their conversations, you can go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. You'll be able to listen to each and every one of the conversations I had with my broadcast partners, and be sure to tell a friend. They need to know what you know. Pass the information along to them and have them pass it along to somebody else. We need to network with this information so we can recognize the times in which we're living, the times in which Jesus Christ is going to shout and take us out of here at the rapture of the church. Now, having said that, let me take a prophetic perspective on this week's news with you as we rehearse what our broadcast partners had to say. Ken Timmerman in the catbird seat back in Washington, D.C., brought forth the information of a Russian plane being shot down over Syria. Now, that was not Israel that shot the plane down. It was a Syrian aircraft. Fake news is saying that Israel used the Russian aircraft to hide behind and then to attack a transportation unit trying to take munitions and military forces over to Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The truth be known, the Israeli F-16s were back in Israeli airspace prior to this incident taking place. The Russian aircraft was a propeller-driven aircraft moving very slowly, a big aircraft, a recon aircraft, and when the Israelis hit and got back home, the Syrians, who have a Russian-made defense system, started firing their missiles from ground to air and mistakenly took out that Russian aircraft. Well, that's the true story, and that's how I was telling you we take fake news and make it the truth. But let me also give you prophetic news. Russia is going to be a key player in the days to come. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2. They're referred to as Magog. There are other players that are going to be involved in that alignment of nations. They would be Syria, Turkey, Iran. Oh, by the way, those are the players in Syria today. So we can see the stage being set for Bible prophecy written some 2,500 years ago to take place. David Dolan had our Middle East news update. He reported to us that the Israeli prime minister, holding a Bible study, also warned that Israel will continue to defend itself. He was holding that Bible study and looking at the rebirth and the regeneration of the Jewish state of Israel, and he said that the greatest essence of renewal is a study of the Word of God, is an expression of real life. Well, in that Bible study, he talked about the fact that he is going to retaliate. The prime minister said Israel is going to have to protect itself. That's God's plan. Also, at the same time, the Lord will intercede. In fact, interestingly, in Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45, the Antichrist will play a role in that protection of the Jewish nation. And then Ezekiel 38, verse 18 through Ezekiel 39, verse 6, says the Lord intercedes to wipe out all of Israel's enemy. Itamar Marcus said that the Islamic preacher that spoke last Friday called Jews rats, and he said those rats, the Jewish people, were digging out underneath the Temple Mount. Well, that is not a true statement. They are not digging out under the Dome of the Rock. Now, they said they were digging out under Al-Aqsa Mosque so that they could build the temple. The temple is going to be built where that gold dome building is. That's a sacred piece of real estate. Jews are not allowed on that piece of real estate. It was total subterfuge, but that's how it's going to be in the end times. Jerusalem, a cup of trembling, It's going to be intoxicating for those who control the Temple Mount, and today it is the Palestinian Islamic leaders setting the stage for ultimately that scenario to be fulfilled. Winky Medad, he joined us and we talked about what he's been doing since Yom Kippur. They started building their tabernacle there in Winky's home in Shiloh. That's in fact where they celebrated tabernacles, the Feast of Tabernacles, when the Jewish people came into the land. I want to tell you, Zechariah chapter 14, I've already mentioned it. It is a command to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles into the kingdom that is to come, and also into eternity future. You better know something about the Feast of Tabernacles. We're going to be involved in that feast throughout all of eternity. John Rood is the man who covers the European Union for us. We always get a hold of him. He was talking about the spread of Islam there in Europe. It's the biggest danger facing the European Union, and this caliphate that they want to build, a worldwide kingdom, is a part of the eschatology for the Islamic people. They want to rule and control this entire world. And then David James, we had our weekly conversation. We focused on holy and holiness. What is holy? How do you define holy? And what is holiness? Well, the Bible says the Lord is holy. He told us to be ye holy, even as he is holy. And what's so thrilling to me is that when I come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live within me. And then I'm able to understand the instructions, not a law that I can't keep, but the instructions as to how to live a holy life. Great conversations from all of our broadcast partners. Be sure to listen to them if you missed any of them. But may I remind you this, after we look at a prophetic perspective on this week's news, there's really only one thing to say, and that is that the rapture of the church is the next event in God's calendar of activities. Jesus will shout, Archangel will shout, Trumpet of God will sound, and you and I who know Christ is our Lord and Savior will be caught up to be with him forevermore in the heavenlies. Now, having said that, is there anything else for me to say except this? Let's keep looking up until...